Hey, you beautiful people. Oh my God, In Memory of Thursday is back. I bet you bitches thought you've heard the last of me. No, bitch, I am back and I am here to stay. I'm actually going to start fulfilling my promise of posting pods every Thursday. So I just want to apologize for not posting anything. Life has been hectic since the quarantine slash lockdown slash coronavirus slash the world ending. So I really just want to apologize for not uploading. I will be uploading pods every Thursday now. And also, while we're apologizing for things that I shouldn't be apologizing for, I just want to apologize for the background noise, if there's any, but my family, today, the day when I told them that I was going to be recording a podcast and I need quietness up in this bitch, they decide to be the noisiest they have ever been in my entire life. Yo, guys, this, it must just end because I have never thought about murdering my family as much as I have. I hope that makes sense. Like, I've been thinking of murdering these people quite a lot. Like, I mean, I think about murder a lot, but these past couple of weeks, yo, I've been thinking about just killing these bitches, and I'm even like, it's gone to that level where I'm like figuring out the details of this whole situation, like how I can get away with it. And like, I have this plan in my mind, and I can definitely get away with it. Like, I can definitely get away with it, but I'm not going to do that today. It's Thursday, and it's Thursday. No explanation needed. So yeah, if you hear any background noise, I am very sorry. Yeah, I hope you guys are staying safe. I hope you guys are staying inside. I hope you guys are staying clean. Wash your hands, wash your ass, because wow, some of y'all be thinking that because it's lockdown, you don't have to wash. Like, I was in town the other day, right? I went to go do grocery shoppings because my mother was supposed to go, and then all of a sudden her legs started hurting from doing absolutely nothing. So she sent me, so I went, right? So now I'm standing in this line in front of Spar. If you guys don't know what Spar is, it's basically a grocery store, convenience store, 7-Eleven. I not IKEA. IKEA sells furniture, I'm sorry. But yeah, it's basically a convenience store, a grocery store, whatever you want to call it. So I was standing outside in a line that was stretching from here to fucking Wakanda. I was standing in that line, right? So now I'm waiting to go inside because they only allow a certain number of people inside the store. So now I'm standing there, right? And I just get this whiff of something smelling funky, you know, sweat mixed with fish. That, like, you know when you eat fish and you go running and then you eat fish again, it was that defining South African scent. So now I'm standing, I'm thinking to myself, right, is it me? Because I smelled it through the mask, right? So the guy was standing a meter away from me, so I was like, it can't be him. Like, nobody smells that bad that you can smell them from a meter away. Like, nobody smells like that. So now I'm thinking it's me, but like, I showered, I washed my hair, and I was fresh, right? I was fresh. So I take off my mask for a hot second, right, to smell if it's me. So I'm smelling my armpits, and the only thing I'm smelling is Chanel number 5, so it can't be me. And then I just leaned forward, né? And I get that sweaty fish scent, and I was like, the only thing that was in my mind was like, baby, don't hurt me, don't hurt me no more. That was the only song that was playing in my mind, and I was like, oh my God, Frankie, just wash your ass, please, just wash your ass, South Africa, the rest of the world, please just wash your ass during this quarantine, during this lockdown. So please wash your hands, wash your ass, and stay safe and stay clean, please. Okay, so today I have a very exciting podcast for you today. My friend Kaylin is here. We're going to be talking about that night that we had a party at her house, her 18th birthday party, which happened in 2016. So stick around for that. But first, let's get into the first segment, which is basically a Q&A. So let's get started with that. Okay, so let's get into the first segment of this podcast called TCAN. And let me just explain where the name TCAN comes from before I get copyrighted from certain people. So, the residents at the university where I'm staying, right? Its name is Beyers Nudia. Shout out to y'all. And they have this tradition where they get this huge ass canister of tea every day at 10 and 3. 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. or 4 p.m., I'm not sure. And then they just sit around, drink tea, and talk shit. And that is what I'm going to be doing right now. I asked on various social media for you guys to ask me questions, and I will be answering those questions right now. So let's get into the first question. This person asks, I see in memory of Thursday's back, what made you decide to continue again? It was kind of like a mixture of guilt and boredom because, come on, guys, In Memory of Thursday is my baby. This is my baby. It needs to suckle on my nipple to grow before it dies. Like, it's busy. It was busy dying, and then I decided to pick it up again, and it just so happened that I was bored. So, mixture of boredom and guilt. So, yeah. Second question, this person asks, since everyone knows you are a proud alcoholic, how have you been dealing with the alcohol ban in South Africa? Listen, sis, I have not been dealing with the alcohol ban in South Africa. Like, y'all don't even understand my relationship with alcohol. That relationship is sacred. It is sanctified. It is holy. Because, like, woo! Let me just explain my relationship with alcohol, right? So, if you know me well enough, right, you will know that I'm a pessimist. Like, I'm a pessimist. I always see the dark side of things, and I get depressed sometimes really easily, and it's just sad. And I don't process emotions. I don't deal with emotions. I just ignore emotions, and that kind of makes me bottle them up inside, and then I get so bitter on the inside, and I can't let it out because I like to hide my emotions. I don't know why I do that. Maybe I'm just damaged, maybe I'm just crazy. Only the Lord knows. But when I'm sober, I don't deal with a lot of emotions, right? But when I'm drunk and I have alcohol flowing through the veins, I can't not feel like the emotions. They just come, and I process things. I can finally feel the emotion, right? So I process the emotions, and I get over things, or I cry, and I basically it's a very therapeutic process because that's the only time when I can feel things and then release things. So I can actually move on. And I haven't got that now. So now I have a lot of bottled up feelings inside, and it's just bubbling, it's just boiling, and then it's gonna explode one of these days, and I'm going to kill someone, and then I'm going to go to jail, and it's just not gonna be cute. But I'm not gonna lie, I did have a few alcoholic drinks during this ban. The police must come and get me. I made pineapple beer. If you guys don't know what pineapple beer is, it's basically pineapple, water, a little bit of sugar, and then you throw some dry yeast up in that girl, instant yeast, and then you let it sit for like 3 4 days, and it turns into an alcoholic beverage, right? But that shit gives me asthma. Like, I don't know. When I drink it gives me asthma. I suddenly can't breathe, and I need medical attention. You understand? 'Cause wow, that is like, imagine going from honey whiskey to pineapple beer, homemade pineapple beer. Wow, the fall from grace is like real. So back to your question, sister girl. I haven't been dealing with the alcohol ban in South Africa. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get arrested for either arson or murder. So be on the lookout for that. Anyway, question number three. How do you politely tell a person they're not giving it to you lekker? So this question comes from the Kofsi Pride social group, which is a group on WhatsApp from this group of LGBTQ plus people at my university. Shout out to y'all. So basically there are two ways you can tell a person that they are not hitting it right. You can either be a savage, which is what I would recommend. Just come out and tell him or her, like, listen, girl or boy, you ain't doing it right. You need to be doing this and this and this, or you are a little bit too wild, or you are a little bit too slow. I need you to, you know. So you can either be a savage and just come out straight and tell this person, or you can be sneaky, right? You can be sneaky. Get into a conversation with this person at first, but do it over the phone, over like social media, like WhatsApp or iMessage or whatever you are into. Do it over that because then it's easier. Just have a conversation and be like, can I ask you a random question? And this person will be like, yes. And then you'll be like, sorry for asking this, it's very personal, but what turns you on in bed? What do you like, right? And then they will respond, right? And then you'll be like, oh, okay, that's nice. I like this and this and this. Oh my God, we should try that. And then you try that. So that way you don't hurt the person's feelings like you will if you are a savage. And you still get your way. But I recommend going the savage route. It's just less bullshit and less drama. So yeah, do that. Question four, this person asks, ever since I met you, you've been busy with all kinds of random things. How are you keeping yourself busy during this lockdown? Well, I am getting this body snatched. I am doing exercises. I am jumping rope. I'm squatting like I've never squat before in my entire life. And I'm getting this body ready for exploration when all of this is over. So I've been doing that. I've been reading a lot of books lately. I'm one of those people where when I'm in a mall or I see a bookstore, I just go in there and I buy a book. Doesn't matter what bookstore it is, doesn't matter what book it is. I don't know what it is about me, but I like buying alcohol and books. Like I it's my weakness in life. I can't pass a bookstore without buying a book. So I have like the most books a person. I think I have like 900 and something books now. My collection is growing. My aim is to have my own personal library one day. So I've been reading those books. I have also been classically training myself on the piano. Furry Lease, bitch. Moonlight Sonata, bitch. Nocturne number 19, bitch. I'm classy now. I'm a classical hoe. I'm a classical hoe now. Yes. So I've been doing that. I've been doing these fucking online classes. Like, who has time? Okay, we all have time now, so I don't. That phrase doesn't work. Who wants to do online classes? Like, for real, y'all. Like, for real. Can we not just, block the academic year and just start next year again? We can just, continue where we left off. But no, online classes, so I've been busy with that. I've also been watching a lot of TV lately. So, yeah, that is how I've been keeping myself busy. Yeah. Question number five. This person asks, can you please explain why you love Thursday so much? Because, nah, I don't get it. So, I know this is gonna sound a little bit crazy, right? But everything just happens for me on a Thursday. Like, everything just goes my way on a Thursday. And, like, it's, I don't know how. Maybe Bragod is like, yo, this child needs some happiness in his life. Give him Thursday, right? Just let things happen for him. So yeah, that is why I love Thursday so much, because number one, the people are always excited on a Thursday. People are always happy on a Thursday because Friday is coming. Friday is coming, so the weekend is coming. So people are happy, they're excited, they are making plans, making moves, and basically everything just happens for me on a Thursday. Like, I could rob a fucking bank on a Thursday and I would get away with it, trust. I might get caught on the Friday, But on the Thursday, nah, bruh, I can steal your man on a Thursday and you won't do shit because it's Thursday. So, yeah, that is why I love Thursday so much. It's my day. It's my day of joy. It's my day of excitement. It is my day of luck. Everything just happens for me. So, yeah, that is why I love Thursday so much. Question number six. What do you do? What do you have? What? Girl, you need to get your English right because wow. What do you have to say? What? Okay, I'm trying to figure out this English. So, let me just. What do you have to say about the alcohol and cigarettes that are not being sold during lockdown? I think that is what this person tried to say. Girl, read a book, bitch. I have 900 and something books. If you want one, I can bring you one because wow, your English is rough. So, what do I have to say about the alcohol and cigarettes that are not being sold during the lockdown? Obviously, those are my vices. So, obviously, I'm sad that they are not being sold, but I found ways around that. So, I don't, it's not that big of a deal. The only thing that concerns me is the fact that the people of South Africa are more concerned about the side effects of the coronavirus than the coronavirus itself. Like, they are so upset that they have been inconvenienced by this coronavirus. They're not upset. They're not worried about the coronavirus itself. They are angry because they can't smoke and they can't drink, which I understand because, guys, South Africa should be changed to South Alcoholics because, wow, these people drink up in this girl. Like, they drink like, oh my God. Woo! The people here, right? They can drink from Monday to Sunday and start again on Monday. Like, I understand why they are angry because they can't do that anymore, but this is a cleanse, guys. This is a cleanse. Let the alcohol, let rest. Rest. Please just rest and just calm down. Make your pineapple beer. I know it's not Hunter's Gold or that fucking Brutal Fruit, Ruby Twist, Ruby, whatever y'all drink. But guys, we do not have to be breaking into alcohol stores for alcohol. The coronavirus is out here killing people and you are mad because you can't smoke and you can't drink. No, man, calm down. It's gonna end soon. You will get your alcohol eventually. Just stay inside. If you fucking stay inside, then you will be able to drink alcohol sooner. But no, y'all are out here playing games like the corona isn't gonna get you. The rona is coming for you. The rona is gonna end you before you get to smoke and before you get to drink. So please just stay inside. Please, I'm begging you. Just stay inside and just please. So that is what I have to say about the alcohol and cigarettes that are not being sold during the lockdown. Thank you very much for your question. Next question. Question number seven. Let's pretend that the whole of China is listening to your podcast. What would you say to them? Okay, listen, right? China, you have been that bitch, right? You have been that bitch. Like, you have been that bitch. We all know that bitch. That bitch that just. We all know that bitch. You've been that bitch, China. You've been doing the most. You've been being the most. Your country produces the most people. You are just the doing the most, right, China? And we love you for it. We loved you for it because literally everything is made from China. So you were that bitch, but like right now, you are not that bitch. And the world secretly hates you because now you are that one hoe that everyone fucked with and that gave everyone an STD. The world secretly hates you, but they're not gonna say that they hate you because we low-key scared of you, like atomic bombs and shit. We don't want that. So, I'm not the rest of the world, so I'm gonna tell you what the rest of the world thinks about you. The rest of the world secretly hates you right now because, wow. So please, advice, China, if you are listening, just stop. Please just stop. Geef dit net op, like translation, just give it up. Just rest for a while. You do not have to be inventing everything. You do not have to be discovering everything. You do not have to be eating everything. Just take a breath and just rest for now. Stop experimenting. Stop inventing. Stop doing the most. Stop eating things that you're not supposed to be eating. Just stop. Please, China, please. Please, I'm begging you. Stop and chill. Be a flower for once. Be South Africa for once. Just don't contribute to the world anymore. Just like for a hot second. Be South Africa that's not doing fuck all for this world. So just please stop, chill, be a flower. You've done enough for two lifetimes now. Please stop. A question number eight. Describe yourself using three artists. I would say three artists. I have too many personalities for that. Okay. I would say definitely the first artist would be Lana Del Rey. I get sad like her. I love like her. And you know, I really just enjoy her music. Like, she's. I don't know if she's what kind of black magic she's using, but when I listen to her songs, it's like I feel like I relate, even though I've never been in that situation. She just gets me. And then also, second one would be Billie Eilish. I get dark like her, dark and sad. You know, like when the party's over. Oh my God, that song, guys. Basically every song she's ever made, I like. So, yes, and also Halsey. I really like Halsey, especially the album Hopeless Fountain Kingdom. Oh, I lived for that album because it just came at the right time. Like, oh, I'm not even gonna get into that time in my life, but it came at the right time. And I would say also just a little bit of Ariana Grande, you know, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored, you know, that kind of vibe. So, yeah, that's that on that. Number nine, any book recommendations? Listen, sister girl, I don't know what kind of books you are into, but I'm into the more of murder mystery, fantasy, more murder mystery, thriller. I'm into that kind of books. So the books that I would definitely recommend would be the Pretty Little Liars series by Sarah Shepherd. I don't know if y'all, I'm pretty sure y'all have heard of the Pretty Little Liars series, but I don't know if y'all have heard of, they have books, they were based on books, and the books, oh my God, they are epic, and I think there's like 15, 16, 17, I don't even know how many books there are, but I've been reading those as well. You can download them somewhere on the internet, you can download them for free, there's always a pirate website somewhere to download things for free. So you can download that, and I think that will keep you entertained. Also, I have to recommend my favorite, all-time favorite book, Alice in Wonderland. Not Alice Through the Looking Glass, because that book, I don't know what happened. Lewis Carroll with Alice Through the Looking Glass, but Alice in Wonderland, I really love that book so much. And yeah, those are the recommendations I have. What else is there to recommend? I don't even know. Like, I don't even know. What am I currently reading? Let me see. Apple Books. I am currently reading. Where's this thing now? I am currently reading The Art of War. Sun Tzu. So I'm reading that. I'm one of those readers where I can't finish a book. I read multiple books during one time. So I'm reading that. I'm reading Giovanni's Room by James Baldwin. Oh my God, Giovanni's Room, guys. Oh my God. That's so. Oh, to read that book. Read that one. Giovanni's Room. Read Giovanni's Room. Last question. How you get your legs like that? Because now I want smiley face emoji, crying emoji, fire emoji. So, for you guys who haven't seen my legs, I have really amazing legs. Like, I'm gonna toot my own horn, and y'all can hate me for that, but I have really sexy legs. They're like really muscular. My calves are like doing things. I have like really thick thighs, and oh, I'm looking at them now. Like, yes, bitch, yes. So basically, for me, it's just good genes. So if you don't have the good leg gene, then I'm sorry, you're going to have to put some work into that, because my whole family from my dad's side, they have the legs that I have. Even my grandmother had these legs. So it's just passed down, the good leg gene in my case, so I don't have to put in any work, any effort. My ass, though, is a little bit on the flatter side, so that's my downfall in life, but I've been doing squats. But for you, I would definitely recommend doing some leg exercises and jumping rope. Jumping rope, guys, it gets your calves really nice and thick and fluffy. And yes. So jump rope, run a lot. I don't know where you're gonna run during this lockdown, but run a lot. And also, yeah, do some leg exercises. I don't know what y'all do in the gym, so do something in the gym for your legs. I don't know, you can do some dumbbell. What are dumbbells even? Aren't dumbbells that thing that you sit on and then you just pull it down, and then there's like a weight at the back, and then you pull it down, and then you like do your tricep area. I don't know. I don't go to the gym. Imagine who does that. Yeah, but that's how I got my legs like that. Good genes. And yeah, so that has been TCAN. I hope you guys enjoyed it. My friend Kaylin is here, and we're going to be talking about that night. So stay tuned. Okay, guys, this is the second segment, and today I have my friend Kaylin
Hi
over here.
guys,
Introduce
hi.
yourself. Introduce
You don't
yourself!
need me introducing. What the fuck is this?
English, please.
Oh yeah.
English,
Hi
please.
guys. I am Kaylin and I'm from Somerset East. I'm Daddy's friend.
How many years have we been friends now? When did we meet? When was it like grade 12? Yeah,
Yeah.
no. It was
Like,
grade 10.
yeah, it's also
Grade
grade 10,
10
yeah.
when I became a bitch, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was grade 10. 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3.
Three,
So
four,
4, 6,
seven years,
7
yeah.
years, 7 years,
Yeah,
7
seven
years. So
years.
we've been friends for 7 years now, and a lot has happened. Oh my God, a lot has happened
A lot,
during
guys.
that time. And today we are going to be talking about Kaylin's
18th birthday
18th birthday
party.
party.
Shame.
So, from what I can remember, okay, so what that happened was, ne, this was in June. It was this, you had your party on the 16th, ne?
I
It was
think,
the
yeah.
16th because it was 666. I remember the
Okay,
666.
okay,
I
okay.
remember the 666. This was back in 2016, right? I was 17, you turned 18,
18.
ne? This girl decided to have a party at her house. So I was ready for it. I'm always ready for a party. I can't even. Oh.
Bro, you don't even remember half of what happened.
I do.
No, I'm sure you don't.
I don't, ne, but
I
I
bet I
just
also
remember.
don't shame.
Because you were lit, bruh.
I
You
think
were lit. We were all
we were
lit.
all lit, bruh.
Okay, so basically, our friend group, we were what? It was you, me, Allison, Fredlin, Shikaila, and Leslie.
Leslie.
That was our friend group, right?
Was.
Was. Emphasis on the was. But we're not gonna get into that
Not
right
getting into
now.
that right now, hey? Not getting into that.
Hectic. Okay, so anyway. So we decided that we were going to drink vodka, right? Vodka and cranberry juice, right? Kaylin, you had jello
I had,
shots there, and
yeah.
then you had a punch.
Yeah,
That
the punch
punch
that
was
kicked
your,
everyone
yeah, because you were just throwing bottles and bottles and bottles of
into that shit,
vodka into
bruh.
that. It was like 70% vodka
Vodka.
and 30% juice. Was like two squares of fruit in that thing. Yeah, that punch hit me. So what I do remember was, ne, we came to the party and it was cute, man. Like, y'all put in a lot of effort and I really appreciated that. It was really cute. It was nice. There was a tent, there were candle, tea lights, ne, tea lights, and it was really cute, right?
So our whole, not our whole class was there, but the most, people that mattered, people, that yeah, were the people that mattered during that time were there, right? And then there was this other white guy, right? He was in our class, man. So I was starting to get a little bit drunk.
Lit, bro.
And I was getting flirty. And
you were there.
Yeah. So what I do remember was he was standing by the fire, right? So I went over there and he asked me what I was drinking. And I told him I was drinking a vodka cranberry. Mind you, extra information, this was in a jar. This was in a mason jar. I was drinking vodka out of a mason jar like it was juice. Anyway, so then we flirted for a hot second and then I'm not gonna mention names. But yeah, so then I flirted with him for a hot second and then things got out of hand. But then I left him for a hot second. I left him to see, you know when you're cooking, ne? And then you leave the pot to like cook so they can finish. So I started cooking with Eben. I'm gonna bleep that part out. So I started cooking with that man, and then I left the pot to cook. Yeah, so I left the pot to cook. Where were you during that time? Where were you?
I think I was busy in the kitchen, probably like preparing the meat and, you know, like making sure everyone's good having to go. Things to drink and all that. Because I know the thing is, I remember I was buzzy inside
while I was buzzy
and
outside.
I came out and, you know, you were gone.
I was gone. So that time, wait. You see your neighbors there. There was a young fence there with a hecky.
Oh, yeah.
Gate. Hecky equals gate. So there was a gate. So we went into that yard for the. We were there at first before we went to the trees. So
I did not know that.
We were there first because we didn't want to be with the people. With the people. Yeah. So we didn't want to do things in front of the people. So we were there and then we were doing things and then we came back. And that's where our other friend had her moment in the car with a person, and I
she was out.
Yes, out, and I'm gonna say this. She must mind now hate me if I say this name. She left with a guy, and then she came back, and she was like done. She was bleeped. Right. So then they were taking her to Kaylin's room, right, and then all of the friends were there, and then who said she was foaming at the mouth? Someone said it was Freden. She's foaming. She's foaming. So I came from my young escapade to go see what the fuck's going
on.
And then Freden was like, no, we don't want everyone in here. Please go out. And then I got offended because I'm not everyone. I'm part of the squad. You understand? So I got a little bit offended and I shouted at her. And then we went to the bathroom. It was you, me, Shekayla, and Fredlin. Yeah. And Fredlin and I were arguing in the bathroom while Shekayla was
just
taking pictures.
And we all just tried to sort this fucking whole thing out.
Because I was angry, she was angry. It was just a whole mess. Then that got sorted out. Sister Girl was lying in the bed who was foaming at the mouth. She was like tapped the fuck out, right? So then we went back outside. And then was it then when I threw her with the chicken or was that like towards the end?
Yeah.
I threw Fredlin with a raw piece of chicken because I was mad that time. So I threw her with a raw piece of chicken.
Who the fuck does that?
I do that. You know me. So then, what happened after that? I think
we just had, like, the chill. We were just chilling for a moment.
Yeah, and we were dancing.
Yeah.
And it was
And
it
then Herman was crying.
Yes, and it was nice. That was a chilled portion of the evening. And then
And then I went inside, and then when I came back,
you were gone. I was gone. Okay, so basically what happened that time, you know my party was cooking there. So then my food was ready.
Because I remember I went inside, nah, and then I came back out, and then Fredlin asked me, where's Dati? And I was like, but I left Dati with you guys. Yes. And then they like, no, but then they go inside with you. And I'm like, nah, bruh. Like, he's not. They were waiting to go check. He's nowhere in the house. He's nowhere in the yard. Like, where the fuck is he? Like, where is he? Like, he's nowhere.
That time. I don't know. I honestly can't remember how we ended up under the tree. But we ended up under the tree. Outside. Bruh, it was outside. It was there by your neighbors.
The thing is, I don't even know how we ended up in the park.
I'm going to tell you how you ended up in the park. Because the thing is, Nak,
we were looking for you.
Yes.
Searching everywhere. And I don't know who decided, was I no park to know? But then we went to the park. Like, what the fuck?
It was Abigail. It was her that brought everyone to the park. Because but how did
she...
She... I remember we... even... I keep on saying his goddamn name.
Just fucking bleep out
the
name.
Yeah, young fuck, I'll bleep out the name. Anyway, so... we were like standing outside of the tent because there was this entrance type of thing, and then the tent was not blocked, so we were standing there. And she came, so I chased her away. I was like, please just go. I'm busy. I'm busy eating my food out here.
Eating my food.
So please go. So then she left. And then we went, I don't know how, but we just went into the street and then we stood under the tree and we were kissing. We were kissing there. And then I don't know. Yeah, now I remember. She came back, Mosne, to come and check where I was. She came back. And then she
was
got
worried.
Me.
She was a worried friend. She was friend. Worried. Oh. That's what she was.
I didn't want her to be a worried friend. I was busy. Okay, so anyway, and then she came back out and then she asked me if I was okay, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, nah, I'm cool. So then he decided that we should go to the park because there is like no one in the park that time. And like, guys, just so y'all know, Kaylin stayed near Victoria Park, which is this huge open, it's basically a park, right? So then we went there. 1, 2, 3, I see flashlights.
And people.
No, I just saw flashlights, né? And then I heard people calling my name and it was her. And then I was like, I told him, shh, keep quiet. Don't let her fight. And we were deep in the bushes. We were deep in the bushes. So anyway, so then it got quiet for a hot second. And then we continued what we were doing. And then I just hear people coming and flashlights. And we both panicked that time because we saw the people coming was now towards us. And everyone was looking. And then 1, 2, 3, yeah, the people. So I told him, like, let's go now. Like, we need to go now. And then, yeah, the people. And then y'all bitches were there. And then I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed getting caught in the hole.
The thing is, I was so shocked because I was like, I don't know where this nigga is. Like,
I
don't know where he is. It's my party. I'm supposed to look after these people. And now he's just gone. So my thing is, I was obviously worried. Because the thing is, we only noticed that you were gone. I don't think we like took note
that I was gone with someone.
Yes.
Can't do that time.
Can't do. So we were like obviously thinking, look, this guy is gone and he's alone. Understand? So we were like, we need to go look for him. And then we found the truth under the tree. And it was fucking dark. Like, what time was that?
Really it was dark. It was like 1 o'clock,
what?
2 o'clock in the morning.
Who the fuck goes to the park at 2 o'clock in the morning? Like, who does that? That time,
it's rough. Like, it was rough.
And the thing is, wasn't it amagelos? We just left everyone there.
You all left everyone.
Walking
and
in
your
the
mother
street.
Wasn't there.
My mother wasn't at home. She left us. Christmas now, I'm 18, you know, I'm
we
old.
We can look after
can
ourselves.
Can do what I want to.
Anyway, so after that, we all went back home. People started leaving, and then... And then
what happened?
The sleeping arrangements happened.
Yeah, the sleeping arrangements.
So, I was on a bed with who?
With me.
With
you?
You
were sleeping with me.
Yeah, I was sleeping on a bed next to you, Fredlin, and Leslie,
Fred
and
Allison... And no,
it wasn't, no. Man.
Friend slept at her house.
Yes, she went home.
Yeah,
she went home.
And who went with her? Taylor and Abby, isn't it? Yeah, it was you. It was we.
Taylor and Leslie shared a bed. They shared a bed that evening. You and I slept in your mother's room. And where was Abby also slept there? And Allison also slept there because you
I know Allison slept there. I know about Allison.
Yes, and then you threw up in her shoes. In her shoes. Guys.
In her new shoes.
Guys.
She still likes me for it. She still likes me for
it. Guys, it was so funny. Like, Helen and I, we're lying on the bed, right? We're lying on the bed and it becomes quiet. So I'm like, okay, fine. Everyone is sleeping now. All of a sudden, I just feel this thing just standing up next to me and she's throwing up next to me, next to the bed, next to the bed. So, and she's like, here, I get no opgegooi now. Translation, God, I threw up now. God, I threw up now. So I was like, what the fuck? We take the flashlight, right?
No, the thing is, ne, I said, oh, I threw up. And then I was like, I'm feeling better. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And then I thought I'm just going to lay back and sleep now. And then you were like,
I want
show
to
me.
See.
I want to see. I want to see. Like, what do you want to see? Why do you want to see it? See. And the thing is, guys, nah, I threw up and I just left everything
there.
I was like,
there.
Nah, I'm
we,
not cleaning the shit
cleaned,
up right now.
We like cleaned the next morning when we were like hungover. But anyway, so I took the flashlight. And then I was looking where this girl threw up. And then Allison, she was like lying there
on the
floor. Yeah, on the floor. Sleeper and couch. Then she was like, in my fucking shoes. In my fucking shoes.
New shoes, in my new shoes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was it.
And then she just left it there and she just continued to sleep. And then the next morning, all of the things...
It was nice.
Came back. It was really nice.
It was really nice.
I miss those times. It was a lot.
Yo.
Hectic, bro.
Kag hectic. I want that after this lockdown. Sure.
I told y'all. I told y'all. We need to have a night like that again.
Was just definitely
hectic.
No
shit.
Worries, just drinking,
just
doing
drinking,
our own shit.
Just no, but you know that turns dangerous sometimes for us.
For
it
you.
Gets real. Why
you.
For me?
For you.
Why for me?
You.
Why?
Because we chilled, and then like one moment you find, and then like
the
2 seconds later, like you tapped out.
Then I'm in the bushes with. A white guy. Like,
always a white guy. Always a white guy.
I don't know what it is about me when I get to it. It's the eyes, man. It's the eyes.
But then, eyes, they not...
I mean, he had pretty green eyes. Shame. That's
shame.
That was like his one defining quality was his pretty green eyes. The rest, I don't know.
It's the alcohol.
It was the alcohol.
It's the alcohol, definitely the alcohol. Because the thing is also, like, you said you had to leave the pot.
Yeah, to cook.
To finish cooking. I think
food
you,
always looks nice
when it's
cooked.
But the thing is you had to cook. The alcohol had to cook inside of your body to be able to do that shit. I think that's what it is.
Ooh, guys, I was so embarrassed. The next, was it the Monday when we got to school? Yo.
Hectic
it
shit.
Was rough. Everyone was just telling me what I did. And yeah, yo.
Shame, but it was nice.
It was really
nice. I would
nice.
Like to have that.
Again, nah. I feel like at Allison's house.
No.
Then we could get wild. No, man. Ons moet ons inboek, Helen. We need to find like a proper place.
Yeah.
So that people don't give the excuse I have to drive. You like to give that excuse. I can't anymore. I have to drive.
But the thing is, guys, I have to drive you guys.
I understand. So then we
and
get a place.
And the thing is, like, if something happens.
To happen. It's rough.
On me.
So we're going to get a place, guys.
Yeah, then we can get.
Then we can
like,
go
booking.
There. We book ourselves into a place and then
for
we
like
just...
the whole weekend.
Yes.
Not like just one,
one
day.
Night.
Because now it's like, okay, you're drinking today and then tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning you come
you
home.
You have to get up.
And then your mother looks
we
at you like,
want
is
to
this
drink
my
the
child?
Whole... Just want to drink the whole weekend.
Yes. So we're going to do that and then I want to do a podcast where we're like, we are all drunk so people can see or hear basically.
Yeah,
how we are because wow it's rough. So anyway guys, that was a young story of what happened at Kaylin's house in 2016 was fucked up, bruh.
It was
really fucked up. But 2020 takes the cake. Anyway, Kaylin, is there anything else you would like to add?
Nah, I'm good. Honestly, I'm good.
Oh, you good? Okay, good. Follow her on Instagram. You are on Instagram?
What's my handle? I don't even know my handle. Chicken. I think it's...
KaylinVanRooyen.com.
It's KAY_VanRooyen.
KAY_VanRooyen.
Why do you have to say it like that?
Because there's international people listening. They don't understand Van Rooyen. They don't get it.
Sorry.
So follow her at KAY_VanRooyen. If you check her out. And thank you guys for listening. I'll see y'all, or y'all hear y'all, next Thursday. Don't forget to follow me as well at In Memory of Thursday. I'll see y'all next Thursday. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.